There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The year is 1992, and actor Edward James Olmos is on his way to becoming a Hollywood icon. Coming off an Oscar nomination for his iconic role in Stand and Deliver, Edward James Olmos earned the biggest opportunity yet for a Latino filmmaker, to direct and star in a major Hollywood release. And he chose a controversial subject for his directorial debut, the Mexican Mafia, a notorious prison and street gang that at the time was at the height of its powers. It was a bold move, and it didn't end well. That film was called American Me. The critics liked the movie, but the Mexican Mafia did not. Just weeks after the premiere, several people who worked on the movie were murdered. Almost never addressed the killings. He still hasn't. Maybe it's because allegedly he himself was threatened and extorted. In fact, while I've been researching and interviewing people related to this film that came out 30 years ago, over and over again, I get eerily similar responses like, I won't talk about that, or flat out told, leave this alone. More Than a Movie, American Me is a podcast that digs into the history and mystery of American Me, a film directed by and starring Edward James Olmos that had a huge impact on Latino culture and cinema. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and I'll be diving into the controversy behind the movie. The early 1990s was an explosion of pop culture in L.A. about L.A.
Blood in, blood out.
So the 90s was just the like hangover from, you know, the Cold War. I don't know. There's a lot of 90s nostalgia now, but I remember being afraid every day, like Y2K, HIV, the gangs, the police. Like, it feels very similar to like these past few years of COVID in terms of like just the angst and fear that you can just feel from the community.
That's Eric Galindo, a Mexican-American writer and producer that grew up right here in Los Angeles. Eric is right. L.A. in the 90s was scary to a lot of Angelenos. But the fear level went to new heights when the LAPD brutally beat a man named Rodney King.
In 1992, another movie came out from a script that had been kicking around for years. It was a movie about Latino gangs in L.A. Al Pacino was allegedly slated to play the lead role. We all know Al loves to play Latinos. But in the blowback to Scarface, the studio got cold feet. Like a lot of movies in Hollywood, it got put on the shelf until a Latino actor emerged as a potential movie star. Edward James Olmos, fresh off a nomination for an Academy Award, was offered the role. In response, Olmos told the studio he would take the part if he could also direct. After some back and forth and some assurances that a more experienced Reed White director would be around to help Eddie, they agreed. But Olmos had something different in mind for the script. He wanted it to feel real, to be connected to his roots as a Chicano in East LA, and to address what he felt was tearing his community apart, gang violence. But to do that, he did something that many people thought was brave, but others thought was reckless.
The Aryan Brotherhood and the Black Gorilla family shared the yard. But Folsom belonged to us, the oldest clica, La M, the Mexican Mafia.
He made the movie about a real gang. One of the most intimidating and dangerous prison and street gangs of all time, the Mexican Mafia, a.k.a. La M. A gang that survives today and was no less powerful 30 years ago when Edward James Olmos decided to base the movie on what he claimed was a true story about them. Then, people started dying. The movie was called American Me. Here's one of the actors, Danny De La Paz, when he found out someone who'd worked on the movie had just been killed.
We were in France, along the Riviera, at the Cannes Film Festival with American Me, when we heard the news of Anna's assassination, basically. And I remember feeling a little bit scared. I was in a foreign country. I was far from home. And I was like, wow, what am I going to be going back home to?
The Anna he's referring to is Anna Lizárraga, who was a gang interventionist hired by the movie as a gang liaison. And on May 13th, 1992, she was gunned down in her East LA driveway while unloading groceries. So yeah, it made sense that Danny De La Paz was scared back then. Today, 30 years later, it's hard to get people to talk about it. Here's another American Me actor, Sal Lopez.
My job was to do my part, and I didn't feel, intimidated or anything like that. I mean, I was focused on doing the work and making a good film. I don't want to speak about it.
This is a movie people still don't want to talk about. Some of them are scared of the consequences to themselves. Some of them want to protect the movie's director, Edward James Olmos. Some of them don't see why we want to dredge up the past. I wanted to make this podcast because as a filmmaker, American Me was an unprecedented opportunity for Latinos in Hollywood. A Latino director, cast, and crew. But I also think it's worth asking two questions. One, why were people killed for making a movie? And two, why did Edward James Olmos make this movie when people warned him again and again it was dangerous? We'll dig into the history and mysteries around one film that had a huge impact on the culture. We're talking about American Me. Think of this podcast like an audio documentary. The first half of this 12-episode series is going to be about the Hollywood rumors and word on the street that have surrounded this movie for 30 years. In the second half of the episodes, though, we're going to do our best to get down to the truth. Let's start with the rumors. Even today, people are still afraid to talk about this movie. We had people cancel interviews or refuse to talk on the record. I spent hours in person over coffee or on the phone talking to high-level people who had worked on this film, who at the end of our really candid conversation would say to me, they would never talk on the record. We had people call us from blocked numbers so we wouldn't know who was calling. One lawyer agreed to talk to us, then her husband told her not to. He was still afraid for their safety 3 decades later. I've pieced together the parts of the story I can. It all started with a chapter in a memoir by Danny Trejo, better known as Machete or a million other roles as the scariest looking motherfucker you've ever seen. Here's Trejo talking about it to Vlad TV.
The person in charge of that movie made a lot of mistakes.
American Me.
Yeah.
Edward James Olmos.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of mistakes.
Do you know him?
He'll admit it.
What, do you know him?
Oh yeah, yeah. I saved his life, really, and he won't admit that either.
See, Trejo, who's not in the movie, is a pivotal figure in this story. According to him, this is how it went. Edward James Olmos never got permission from the Mexican mafia to tell this story. Before it even went into production, key members of the gang had read the script and warned Trejo not to work on the movie. During production, Trejo says he was asked to be a consultant, but refused to do it out of respect for the gang. When the movie finally premiered, the Mexican mafia was enraged. Olmos had fabricated important details about their lives. Here's Trejo again.
You just got to be real careful about telling the truth, okay? The leader of the Mexican mafia was never raped.
Yeah.
All right? So that's number one.
You can hear in his voice, this still makes Danny Trejo mad. Portraying the rape of the gang's leader, which never happened and could never happen to someone elevated to the leader of the Mexican mafia, got people killed. Now, let's say this right away. Getting raped doesn't make you weak. Getting assaulted isn't anyone's fault. But according to federal indictments and according to Trejo, for the Mexican mafia, it's one of four reasons to turn people away from the gang. See, the movie tends to make its point using rape. I don't know how else to say it. When Santana is a kid, he's raped in juvie. When his mom gets pregnant, she's raped by a sailor. When Santana gets out of prison, he starts to rape his girlfriend. The gang uses rape as a punishment in prison. So of course it enraged the Mexican mafia. And that's what Trejo said numerous times during the promotional campaign for his book. He talked to GQ, Vlad TV, Steve-O, pretty much everybody. Except us, of course. Danny didn't want to talk about American Me anymore. I can't say why for certain. Maybe it's because the book has been out already for more than a year and he's done promoting it. Or maybe it's because, according to one source, he and Olmos had a difficult phone conversation after the book's release. But even without Danny Trejo's account, rumors have flown about for years. One of them is undoubtedly true. At least three people were killed after this movie came out, and court records say it was partly because of their involvement. But there's other, murkier allegations. The big one is that Edward James Olmos had a price on his head. The rumor is Olmos had to pay the Mexican mafia some amount of money to stay alive. Some people told us it was $100,000. One person told us it was $1 million. But no one with firsthand knowledge has confirmed this, and rumors are just that. Rumors. There's another allegation, this one from Danny Trejo. At least four people in prison were killed because of their participation in this movie. Trejo says in total, 8 or as many as 10 people were killed in connection with the film. Without their names, though, we can't say whether it's true or not. And when it comes to people's lives, there's a big difference between 8 and 10. Some of the stuff Trejo said we were able to verify. Some of it is directly contradicted in our interviews, and some of it we can't say either way. What I'm saying is, take his account with a big grain of salt. And Danny, if you ever want to talk, our lines are open. We'll get into it after the break.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to More Than a Movie. I'm Alex Fumero, and I'm here to take you through the myths and legends surrounding American Me. The story of American Me is the story of Montoya Santana, almost based a character on the real-life founder of the Mexican mafia, Rodolfo Cadena. But let's try to separate fact from fiction a little bit here. The movie puts a young Santana in juvie where he starts a gang. That also happened to the real-life guy. Santana grows up as the best friend of a white guy with a prosthetic leg in a Latino gang. That's also based on real life. And Santana gets stabbed to death and thrown off a railing in prison. That's what happened to Cadena. From reporting, Trejo's book, court records, and the stuff we learned in interviews and on background, it seems like the Mexican mafia took exception with their portrayal in this movie. Remember that white guy with the fake leg? His name is Joe Morgan, and he filed a lawsuit in 1993 against Edward James Olmos and the studio Universal. He said the movie, quote, invaded his right to privacy by appropriating his likeness and life story, end quote. What that means is the movie stole his life story, lied about him in that life story, then profited. Here's his lawyer, Milton Grimes.
There was some dispute as to some of the things they portrayed Mr. Morgan in.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some disagreement with people that were knowledgeable or involved in the Mexican Association. And they disagreed with some of the portrayals in there of Mr. Morgan. And some disputes and disagreements came out of that, and that's what happened.
Joe's nickname was Peg Leg for obvious reasons. He claimed in the lawsuit that his character committed several murders that the real-life Joe Morgan was never charged with. He said his kids and his grandkids would see the movie and think it was all true.
Rather than being a terror or a monster that would attack and I was supposed to shiver in front of, I remember him being a mild-mannered grandfatherly type, to be honest with you. The monster was not there. Uh-huh. And I have to admit that I had some concerns with meeting the infamous Joe Morgan.
Only exhibit that Morgan's legal team entered into evidence was a VHS copy of American Me. But most of the people offended by this movie didn't take their problems to court. The three murders we could directly connect to the movie were of two gang members and a gang interventionist hired by the movie as a gang liaison. Her name was Ana Lizárraga. Lizárraga was already marked for death before this movie, according to federal court filings. At a 1990 gang meeting recorded by the police, a Mexican mafia member said that Lizárraga was interfering with drug trafficking on their turf. But it wasn't until she participated in American Me that she was shot 13 times in her driveway. One of the shooters was initiated into the Mexican mafia because of the murder. In line with Olmos's commitment to making this movie true to life, the production used people from the neighborhood as extras. Some of those extras were in rival gangs, and that caused some problems. We'll talk to the casting director and the location manager who had to deal with all that. One person we won't talk to, and I want to be upfront about this, is Edward James Olmos. Through a mutual friend, he told us he, quote, can't talk about American Me. Can't. Let that settle in. When American Me went into production, Edward James Olmos was on a roll. Blade Runner, Miami Vice, and of course, Stand and Deliver, which got him an Oscar nom, and probably more importantly to him, positioned him as a role model for the community.
I wouldn't do that if I was you. I lose a finger, I won't be able to count to 10.
Like many actors at the height of his fame, Olmos wanted to direct. And he picked this script, a script about a gang. That's not totally unexpected after the success Italian-American filmmakers had seen with The Godfather and Goodfellas. Who didn't watch those two movies and wish they were part of the mob? I certainly did. When Andy Garcia became The Godfather, I felt like I'd been made. But American Me was supposed to be about how the gangster life is a total fantasy. A nightmare, really. In that way, the story of American Me is a success. But the story of American Me is also a failure. Because the movie that was intended to prevent gang violence instead caused more of it. Here's actor Jacob Vargas. Do you see any irony in a film that was intended to stop gang violence, maybe it actually recruited more people to it?
I mean, I guess there is some irony in that. But I feel like I'm sure it probably stopped a few kids, you know? Like, I'm sure a lot of people will see that and say, hey, I don't want any part of that as well. I feel like with certain movies, you know, it can be singled out that American Me is the only one. Like, you look at, like, you know, Goodfellas and all these other films that are cautionary tales about the mafia, you know, in a way tend to glorify it, you know. And then just because, you know, these actors did a really good job and all these characters were cool and you know, Santana was like a cool dude and, you know, he was in charge and you know, it held a lot of power. So I just think that there's an attraction to that. And some people will look at that above what the real meaning of you know, of the film is, that it's a vicious cycle.
American Me was successful in most of the ways a movie is supposed to succeed. Roger Ebert gave it 3.5 stars. It premiered at Cannes. It didn't make a lot of money, but it wasn't a massive financial failure either. And it went on to become a fan favorite. But still, the controversy surrounding it has always overshadowed the success. This was a majority Chicano production, filmed in East LA. If it had gone right, it could have been the next Goodfellas or Boys in the Hood, a movie that launched careers. There could have been tons of mid-90s imitation movies, like how Stand and Deliver gave us Dangerous Minds and, my favorite, 187.
Stupid Indians.
But most of all, Edward James Olmos could have become our Robert De Niro and our Martin Scorsese. Don't get me wrong, he's a huge success. He has a career anyone would be proud of, but that what if bothers me. Especially when Latinos make up 1 in 5 Americans, but only 1 in 20 actors on screen. I wonder if it bothers him too.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to More Than a Movie, American Me. I'm Alex Fumero. About a month after American Me premiered, an uprising broke out across LA. Stores burned, people were scared. It was the result of racial tensions and police brutality in the powder keg that was Los Angeles in the early 1990s. People complain today about how crime is on the rise, but that's only true if you look at the last 2 years. Today, about 1 in 20,000 people is killed each year in LA. In the early 90s, it was 1 in 5,000 people, four times higher. Joe Biden, who was a senator back then, called 1992 the most violent period in American history.
We're in the worst period of violent crime in the entire history of this great country. 90,000 Americans will have been murdered in the first term of this administration. 90,000 Americans murdered by the end of this year. Murder is the number one cause of death in America, Mr. President, and among the entire American population of 15 to 24-year-olds, it's the second leading cause of death.
Writer Eric Galindo was in elementary school when he saw smoke from the fires caused by the so-called LA riots.
And I remember one day, like, the teachers were just like, they took us all out to, like, the field, you know, and we could see they were burning Somerset, which was Compton Boulevard at the time. And our school was like, I don't know, it was definitely walking distance from, like, the little liquor stores that were getting burnt down the street. And you could see the fire. We're waiting for our parents. What was happening? But as soon as we started seeing the smoke get really close to us, they just had us run. And I remember running and being so afraid because, you know, by this time the riots had been going on for a minute and I had heard stories of the police shooting people who were just running, you know. And I remember running and being afraid that I was going to get shot by a cop thinking I had stolen some shit, you know. And like I had my little brother who was only 2 years younger than me and I was just like running home and then like getting home and locking the doors and just not knowing, like, well, it's weird because it was like you're afraid of the, there's chaos, you know?
And here's Milton Grimes again, who is also Rodney King's attorney.
But that verdict in Simi Valley, man, felt like a mule had kicked me in my stomach. You know? Like in, back in the country, we always would warn, don't go behind that horse, boy. Don't go behind that mule. It'll kick you, it'll kill you. And it felt like I had been kicked in the stomach. You know, it was painful. So I understand the young people involved. I've represented Henry Watson and I represented Damian Williams, football. Mm-hmm. After that, on other matters, okay? And talked to them about what happened with Reginald Denny. And they said, no, he didn't do nothing. That white man didn't do nothing wrong to us. It was just our anger. That's all it was, that anger at whites.
We did get lucky in one respect. All the time they were filming the movie, there was a documentary crew following the production. What they made was a doc called Lives in Hazard, and it's great because you get to hear from the real-life gang members at the time this movie was made.
You struggle here, and you got to find a way of making money, and, you know, my, you know, robbing got old, and stealing got old, and drugs seemed to be easier to make money. And my easiest way was, at the time, was pushing PCP. I was liking it, and I was living the fast lane till I hit the wrong car and sold to the wrong person, and that's what started my career in institutions.
I heard like shots. So when I heard the car behind me, I knew it was a drive-by. I turned this way. When I turned this way, that's when he shot me in the back.
We talked to the filmmakers of that documentary too. This is one of the directors, Andrew Young.
These are people who are neglected. You know, they're not paid attention to. And in fact, that can be cited as part of the problem. They look for their own system of self, you know, generating self-respect because they're not getting it from society.
American Me was a major studio film released in theaters across the country, but it lost money. It only played in about 800 theaters and made $13 million. My Cousin Vinny, which was released the exact same day, made $52 million, but in almost twice as many theaters. At first, I thought, that's some racist Hollywood bullshit. They didn't promote it or didn't put it in enough theaters. But then we heard in our interviews that this movie didn't play well with older Chicano audiences at the time. Today, American Me is a cult classic to young Latinos. But back then, it seemed to confuse or piss off their parents. They saw it as a film that made their culture look violent. But to me, it reflected some of the real problems our culture still has to this day. We're going to talk in this podcast about issues like machismo and homophobia and violence, how this movie both pushed back against it, but also reinforced it. We'll break down the decisions made by the cast and the crew, both on set and in pre-production. We'll meet some of the people behind the scenes and in front of the camera and try to tell the stories of the people who were caught in the crossfire. I'm a documentary filmmaker and a Latino who has been working in the entertainment industry for 20 years. If there's one thing I know, it's the way Latinos are portrayed and treated in Hollywood. And that's why when I heard the story of American Me, I knew it was about more than just the movie or the rumors or even the fallout. What happened to American Me is about who we are as a people and what could have been. This is more than a movie, American Me. More Than a Movie, American Me is a production of Exile Content Studios and Trojan Horse in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network. The show is produced by me, Alex Fumero, at Angry Yuka on the internets. And our senior producer is Nigel Duara. Rose Reed and Kareem Tapsch are the executive producers. Production assistants from Sabine Jansen, Anna Octavio, and Stella Emmett. Mixing and sound design by Eduardo Albornoz. Our executive producers at iHeart are Giselle Bances and Arlene Santana. For more podcasts, listen to the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos
antibióticos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi everyone, it's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.